KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The National Weather Service reports widespread rain across Iowa remains on track for Tuesday through Thursday, where a swath of 1 to 2 inches of rain can be expected. Thunderstorms are possible as well, resulting in locally higher amounts approaching 3 inches, especially over western portions of the state. In addition to the rainfall, warmer temperatures will melt a good portion of the snowpack today through Wednesday, resulting in significant runoff and potential river flooding mid to late weekend into the weekend. The potential for ice jams exists as the runoff, swelling rivers, and warmer temperatures look to break up the river ice and lead to some localized flash flooding. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch in effect for late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning through western Iowa, including Winona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And that watch is in effect from 1 a.m. Wednesday to 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And again, that strong storm system will bring warming temperatures and 1 to 3 inches of rain to the region during the middle of the week, resulting in the risk of river flooding. Red Oak Police Sunday arrested a man and woman on assault charges. Authorities say 27-year-old Devlin Jonathan Michael DeWitt and 26-year-old Tabitha Lynn Madsen, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 6:30 a.m. in the 1600 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak. Both were charged with domestic abuse assault first offense. The pair were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Two men were arrested on separate charges early Sunday morning in Corning. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 47-year-old Gabriel Chitava of Corning was arrested around 1:30 a.m. for serious assault and interference with official acts. He was taken into custody following a reported fight in progress in the 700 block of Quincy Street in Corning. And at around 4 a.m. Sunday, 24-year-old Dalton Ray Nicholson of Corning was arrested at an apartment complex in the 2200 block of Loomis Avenue. Nicholson was charged with domestic assault following an investigation into a domestic disturbance at an apartment. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest on March the 8th of 28-year-old Matthew Edwin Thomas of Creston. Thomas was taken into custody at his residence for simple assault. He was later released on bond. And earlier this morning, 20-year-old Austin Brian Lanny Benge of Orient was arrested at the intersection of Townline and Sumner in Creston for driving under suspension. Benge was later released on bond. Creston Police Department reports a resident of the 500 block of West Montgomery Street reported that the back driver's side of his window was broken out of his vehicle. The loss estimated at $200. A resident also of the 100 block of Manor Drive in Creston reported that his driver's side window was busted out belonging to a vehicle to Felicia Gray while parked at the 109 West Montgomery. The loss there estimated at $200. And a resident in the 100 block of Manor Drive in Creston reported the rear window of her vehicle was broken out while it was parked at her residence. The loss was estimated at $300. Those incidents took place sometime between March 8th and 9th. In other news, the Shelby County Extension will offer the Certified Handlers Continuing Instruction Course, or CIC, this coming Wednesday, March 13th. The program will be shown across Iowa through the ISU Extension and Outreach Pesticide Safety Education Program, or PSEP. The local attendance site is 906 6th Street in Harlan. Registration begins Wednesday at 8:30 a.m., and the course will be held from 9 until 11 a.m. The fee is $45. To register or obtain additional information about the CIC, contact the Shelby County Extension and Outreach Office by calling 712-755-3104. The course will provide continuing instruction credit for certified handlers. Topics to be covered include recognition of sensitive areas as potentially impacted by pesticides, responding to spills and accidents, pesticide labels and pesticide container handling and disposal. And there are no machines made which can match a dog's special abilities. They're used in all branches of the military service and police service. Military Working Dogs is a presentation which will provide more information about their amazing accomplishments. Jason Dunn, a dog handler while in the Marine Corps, will be at the American Legion Memorial Building on Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. That's this coming Sunday. Dunn joined the Marine Corps immediately after graduating from high school shortly after the War on Terror began, and he served through multiple deployments. His presentation will tell you about the characteristics of military working dogs, their training, jobs they perform, special equipment provided, and more. He'll also talk about training for handlers and share some of his experiences. Working together, a dog develops a high level of obedience, discipline, and amazing skills. Now, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, or ARISE, sponsors monthly programs held at the American Legion Memorial Building at 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Everyone is welcome, and there is no charge, and the building is handicapped accessible. In our funeral announcements, Terry Carley, age 75, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Terry Carley will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roy Lee Fries, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday, the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Roy Fries will be today at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marge Hightoff, age 98, of Panora, and formerly of Manning, died March the 1st. A mass of Christian burial for Marge Hightoff will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dolores Holste, age 90, of Messina, died Friday at Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Holste will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Richard Hagler, age 66, of Panora, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center West Lakes in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Richard Hagler will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Daniel McLaren, age 77, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the UNMC in Omaha. A funeral mass for Daniel McLaren will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Sarah Elizabeth Liz Kalbaugh, age 79, of Stewart, died Wednesday. A celebration of life for Liz Kalbaugh will be on March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Clara Frizzell, age 91, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Clara Frizzell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Eleanor Hoover, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for Eleanor Hoover are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.